Now, I think you'll all know the answer to this question. So wait till I'm finished asking it, okay? And then put your hand up. Can anyone tell me who Tinky Winky, Lala, and Dipsy, and Po are? Well, this little boy was there for. They're the Teletubbies, aren't they? Yeah? They're the Teletubbies. And there's two little people in our house, and they love to watch the Teletubbies. Now, I'm not going to ask you if you like watching the Teletubbies. My wife absolutely hates the Teletubbies, and she really hates the thought that her children like it. She doesn't think it's a very good program at all. Now, what have the Teletubbies got on their tummy? They've got something funny on their tummies.
A TV.
A TV, that's right. Have you got a TV in your tummy? Probably one time you will be able to have one there as well. But not at the moment, and that's great. But I want you to imagine not having a telly on your tummy, but having a window, right? Imagine having a window on your tummy. Look down at your tummy there, right? I want you all to imagine, see that window on your tummy? Yeah, you all see it? Yeah, great. Now, imagine there was a window on your tummy and you were able to look down and look through the window and see inside your body. Imagine that. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah. Just to look through the window and you could see inside your body. What sorts of things might you see inside? Yes.
Heart.
You might see your heart, yes.
Your bones.
Your bones.
Small and large intestines.
Your intestines, that's right.
Lungs.
Pardon?
Lungs.
Sorry?
Lungs.
Lugs.
Lungs.
Lungs, sorry. Yes, of course, lungs. Well done. Sorry, it's my hearing aid this morning. Yes?
Things you've already.
I think we'll stop there, will we? Yes. So you would see all your different organs, your lungs, your heart, your kidneys, your pancreas, your liver, your intestines, and all those things you've eaten this morning. You would see all of those things. But you know, if you could look through this window into your tummy this morning, you would see a lot of work going on. Yes. Indeed, you might see something like this. What do you call this here? This is a picture of a building site, isn't it? There's a building site. There's a big tipper lorry and a JCB and a big ready-mix lorry. And so if you could look inside your tummies this morning, inside your bodies, through this window, you would see something like this. You would see something like a building site. Now, I don't mean there's diggers and dumpers and dozers in your tummy this morning, but what I mean is just as there's a lot of work going on in this building site, there's a lot of work going on inside you this morning. Because at this moment, as we sit here, we can't hear it. No, we can't. But at this moment, there's muscles contracting. There's pumps pumping in your body. There's all types of fantastic reactions going on at this very moment through this window in your body. There's lots and lots and lots of work going on in your body at the moment. Can you hear it? No, it doesn't sound much like a building site. Can you feel it? No. But you look through the window and that's what you'll see. There's lots of work going on. And that's why I liken it to a building site. Because I walked past a building site this week at the City Hospital in Belfast and I just stopped because there was so much work going on. I was really amazed by it. But you know, boys and girls, this morning, if you're a Christian, and I maybe met a few of you before, but I don't know you all. But if you're a Christian this morning, there's something else going on through the window inside of you this morning. There's something really exciting going on. Because if you could look through the window this morning, you would see this. You would see that God is working in you as well. That's what the Bible says in the book of Philippians, and we're going to think about that later on with the older people. It says there, God is working in you. So if you're a Christian and you could look through your window this morning and if you could see God, you would see that God is working inside of you this morning. God is busy working there. But let's think about this for a moment. Remember, this is if you're a Christian, if you've asked Jesus to come into your heart and take away your sin. It says God is working in you. If we leave out this word, first of all, it just says, what does it say? God, sorry, yes, yes. God is in you. That's right. So God is in you. That's where we start this morning if you're a Christian. Look through the window. God's there. God is in you. Imagine that. God who made everything you saw this morning coming to church. Did you drive past some fields, some hills, some trees, some rivers, some lakes? God who made all of that, he's in you this morning. How does God fit inside of you this morning? He does so by his Spirit. God is in you this morning if you're a Christian, but also God's not just sitting there. It says God is working in you this morning. What do you think God is doing in you this morning? What sort of work might he be doing? Yes. He's working, that's right. Well, that's a hard question. And I think what God is doing in you this morning, if you're a Christian, is that he's working and he's making you and he's molding you into somebody just like his son. That's what God's doing. And that's exciting and that's so precious. As you look through the window this morning, if you're a Christian, remember, God is working inside you. He's working to make you into the person he wants you to be. He's working to make you into someone just like his son, Jesus Christ. So boys and girls, that's the question you have to answer this morning. Is God in me this morning? Is God working in me? And he is if you've asked him to come into your life. But if you've never done that, well then you can't say he's working in you. But why not today? Ask God to come into your life and to take away your sin and to start working in you as well and make you into the person he wants you to be. I'm going to pray, all right? Father, we thank you for these wonderful bodies you have given us. We thank you that if we could look through the window, we would see so much going on. And Father, we praise you that for those who are your children, you are working in them. Father, we pray for boys and girls, perhaps from this church and other churches, and maybe children who don't even go to church. And Lord, maybe there's something the matter with their bodies at the moment. They're not working properly. We pray that you might touch them and help them. In Jesus' precious name.